It's Wednesday, the 21st of January, just after 9 a.m. Next hour in bed this morning, both felt we needed it. Actually, we felt we needed longer, but I've got things to do. I'm going to Andra's farm this morning, just for a wee bit, 2 or 3 hours. I'm looking forward to that. If it had been any other work or job, I probably wouldn't have felt the same. And I'm feeling good this morning. I had a good night's sleep. And physically I'm feeling okay. I'm beginning to get a kind of burning sensation within me to get fit. Yeah, I have never heard that before, and it sounds all the world like one of those, probably a fish van or a grocer's van. I've never ever heard that here, calling the ladies of the house to come out and buy their fish or their groceries or whatever. Now that must be way over in the housing estate. Anyway, I've got a real buzz in me now to try and get fit. Maybe part of the reason was that I met an old friend. I say an old friend, an old audioboo friend, yesterday in the park. We arranged the meet up finally. Paul Freeman at EMA. This is the third time that Paul and I have met up. First time in the park. It was really nice. We crunched about in the snow for going on 30 minutes. Hello, Miss Blackbird. How are you? She started to follow me around the garden now. And even this morning when I put the first little light on in the kitchen, before I started to make my porridge, she flew up to the window and looked straight in. That was wonderful. But I met Paul yesterday. He was carrying a wheel. It looked like a lost soul. Actually, he had been at the bike shop. He had a faulty rear wheel. Paul's a very, very keen cyclist. And I keep promising to get on my bike and to go out the odd wee run with him, emphasis being on wee, till I get fit again. I promised that last year. I didn't promise. I said that this time last year to Paul, and I never did get back in the saddle. So when we parted yesterday, I was feeling a bit guilty and saying, yeah, I know, you can do it. You know you can do it. Yeah, but it's cold. Yeah, let's see. Anyway, so that was really nice to meet Paul yesterday, and it was transferring a gift from Adrian Wex at Turbo Street, one or the other. Adrian had sent Paul up a lovely calendar. So I managed to get it to Paul before the end of January. So actually, at this time in the morning, when I'm free, I would have been sitting in my study, totally chilling out for 30 minutes in Nick Holloway Vox's breathing space hangout. And I know Adrian's here this morning. He usually is when he can. And we share that peaceful time, just sitting, if you like, side by side, as it were, and just doing nothing but relaxing and trying to be calm and clear our mind. So why am I not there? Well, because I'm out here. It's all part of the routine, if you like, in the mornings. come out of the shower, get presented with a hot cup of tea, my wife goes to dry her hair, which takes about 10-15 minutes, and I come out here and I do this, and hence I miss the hangout. That's okay, you didn't understand. It's a lovely morning. Frosty again, but the skies are much brighter. There are those dappled clouds above me now that can see blue sky and dappled white and grey clouds, fluffy clouds. Little ones, not big ones. It's calm, it's very still again, so even those high altitude ones, I can see they are moving, but it's from here it's very slow, like a lazy drift. Can you hear that wee sparrow crunching it? She'd feed it. There's a way. I couldn't get any closer, I just scared them anyway. But I could hear the crunching the seeds there just for a few seconds. And the goldfinches are back at the Niger feeder. Yesterday was a productive day again. As the starlings head back into the garden. Oh, and head out again. Wonder if that one on the wire is going to give us a song. Come on, we're starting. Delta out. Oh, he's gone. Oh well. He's probably got important things to do. Could have been a she. I have to stop saying he all the time. I don't want to say it. It. What is it? You know, for a tiny word, it can be a really nasty thing. You know. It. There's a cock blackbird right in front of me. He doesn't seem to be too phased with me either. But he will be phased in a few seconds when Liz spots him. He's found the porridge. And his head's twitching left, right, left, right. Because he knows he's probably been here many times before. He knows he's got to be quick and vigilant before his tail feathers get wiped. You know, just watching the activity of the birds in the garden. To them, an everyday task. And it's simple when you think about it, compared to our lives. A simple life. Find food. Look after yourself. Keep your feathers tidy. Find a mate. And have some babies.